We have a very special person with us today, Ms. Tara Sessoms. She is Manager of Developmental Disabilities Ministry at Baptist Children's Homes of North Carolina. And we're honored to have you with us today. So would you please come and share with us what the Lord's laid on your heart?
Jesus, a little bit louder maybe. Can you hear me now? Verizon on? Woo! Now Verizon's really on it. You can hear me better now? Okay, good. All right. So I have a little thumb drive they're going to be working on. I have a bunch of slides up there we're going to show you of different ministries of the Baptist Children's Home and different things that we do. And when I talked to Pastor, he said, you're really familiar with the children's program and NCBAM. I think you've had them come out and speak to you before, maybe this past year, NCBAM. Do you remember maybe seeing them some? And I've talked to several of you this morning, and I believe that you've had, some of you went out maybe this past June or July, and you've had, maybe went and did some food donations for the campus at Mills Home, and then maybe I think a couple of you went out and helped rotten some of the children's teeth by food, by candy donations maybe. You did some of that maybe? Kids appreciate that. They love it. So that's good. Thank you very much. But like your pastor said, my name is Tara Sessoms. I am actually part of the Baptist Children's Home that works with our developmentally disabled adult side, which you may not know very much of, and we will talk about today. But I'm going to try to talk to you about most of our ministries today that you may not know anything about. Yes, most of our ministries have been centered around the children, and we have, you know, 100 counties, and we're in quite a bit of those counties we'll talk about. And hopefully we can get, is the Lord working up there? We doing good? All right, fabulous. So let's see if we can play that first heartbeat with Jesus in that. Praise the Lord! All those things that came out. We have weekday education, college ministry, you have refuge that we work with, you have different things. We have programs in Guatemala, we have our disability program, we have NCBAM, and we have our children's programs. Did you know that we have those other programs as well for North Carolina Children's Home? So we're going to talk about some of those in addition to just our children today. But I want to thank you for having us. It's an honor to be here. I love coming out and speaking what's, you know, God's called us to do and who He's called us to be. And I've been in ministry now, what I feel like, as soon as I come out of my mother's womb, but she probably felt like that too while she was on earth. But, you know, I started out actually at the Church of God Children's Home that's in Concord. Have you ever heard of that one before? They are Church of God, of course. They're not Baptists. It's kind of like two different spectrums. But they have a ministry that is quite different than the Baptist Children's Home. And they have their own different services, but a much smaller array. The Baptist Children's Home, I can tell you, does it right. They have a heart, a ministry. They do a lot of education. They offer a lot. Their service delivery and service array is about that long compared to most children's homes are about that long. So I can tell you, you're doing it right. As Baptists, you're doing it right, and you're doing a great job in partnering with the Baptist Children's Home. They can only do their services through people like you who is helping them partner with you. So thank you very much. So on behalf of our president, Dr. Michael Blackwell, the staff, thank you for having us. We appreciate it. Just a little bit of background, 134 years children's home being around. That's a long time. Most of us have not been around that long. We have, this past year, we've touched over 94,000 lives. That's a lot. 94,000. Of that, within the past 5 years, 669 professions of faith. Because that's why we're here, is to minister, to touch lives, to be able to say, hey, you know, it's as easy as ABC to be saved. We are here because we are a ministry to God's people, God's hurting people. And we're going to talk about some of that through the slides that we see today and how we're able to do that and touch lives and minister to God's people today through your help as well. So we're located in 22 communities across the state. Name some of them that you've been to. So you've been to Thomasville, right? You've been to Mills. How about some others? Have you been to any of the others that we have? Statesville? Okay. Anything else? Anybody been in it? Okay, well, am I going to talk to you today. All right, so we serve all 100 counties. We have two medical homes in Guatemala that most of the children, which you'll see, are just pretty much dumped there. Families can't take care of them. They leave them on the doorsteps of Guatemala. And you can go on our website and see some of that. And the children are there. We're building another home as it is in Guatemala to be able to help take care of some of those, and through the Baptist Association being able to help minister to those. So we have three. We're going to have three facilities in Guatemala to help those. So lots of ministries, and again, beating with one heart together, we're able to do some of that. So lots of things going on. The scripture that we're really focusing on right now is Jeremiah 29:11 through really 14. That was one of my favorite scriptures growing up. A lot of you probably have it in your home, your office. You may have it by memory. One of my favorite. But if you will, I'm gonna read that right now. So Jeremiah 29:11 through 14. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with your whole heart. And then 14, which people like to leave out because it's not the fluffy one. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. People forget they were in captivity, the Israelites. They were having a rough time at the time. I will gather you from all your nations and from the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive. So, again, wonderful scripture, powerful scripture, and we're going to apply these scriptures to what we see today in some of the slides, okay? Wonderful scripture. So, can we see the next slide, if you will? So this is some of the kids in Guatemala. They're of kid age. You know, in North Carolina, children are considered 18, up to 18. Some can be up to 21 in different programs in the state, but for the most part, up to 18. In the Guatemalan, and do the next slide as well, too, if you will. These are some of our older kids, but they go to school there. They come in more than likely for medical reasons because it is a medical clinic. We have a team of medical people that come in to our facilities there and are able to say, hey, these kids, they don't have medical care. They can't be treated there. Their families don't have the resources. So we have actual medical teams. Do the next slide, I believe. is the family. Y'all don't worry about their shirts, okay? We try not to. We pray for them because it's, you know, not of us. I don't think it's of God. But anyway, that is a whole other state. We prefer them to have Carolina on. But this is the family there, the Westmorelands, that actually takes care of all two sites. And they are they rally up people to come in about every quarter and try to take care of all the kids that are there to make sure that their needs are taken care of. They have groups of Baptists come in and help take care of the facility, help build some of the facilities for that matter. So if you ever wanted to go out and see it, help build, help maintain, this is the family that you would come and be in contact with. As you see, they have sustainable stuff there, beautiful facilities. So this is our Guatemalan site there. Okay, so what do you have next there? Yes, that is a baby that was just dumped off there at the home. Needed a lot of medical treatment. And he is healthy today because of the medical team that was actually there visiting when he actually showed up on their steps. We have another little girl that's here in the States with us now that she had hearing loss. They thought she needed a, what's it called, cochlear implant? Is that what it's called? Cochlear. Sorry, I'm from Richmond County. Cochlear. So they have, she couldn't hear. So they thought she was a little autistic. And she came to the States, had a bunch of medical issues. She ended up not needing that, but she needed to have some other surgery to correct her ear canal and some other things that she had going on. But she's actually now in the States and being adopted through one of our foster families and very healthy. At first, she didn't talk for the first 6 months because, of course, she knew no English. But she didn't talk for the first 6 months, and she's as rambunctious as she can be now. She lives on a farm. They have an alpaca? What's it called? What's those little animals that's with the long necks? Alpaca? Is that what they're called? They're animals. So she's on that, and she roams free, does what she wants to do. Again, they don't know Spanish either, so she's good, and she's living life to the fullest. So anyway, so that's another example there. Okay, so that's our Guatemalan site. If you are ever interested in any of that, you can go on our website. You can see more pictures on our website of the facilities there in Guatemala and beautiful, beautiful ministry of itself. So that's the Westmorelands. Okay, so next, what do we have? Okay, pull it up.
As we celebrate 10 years of serving North Carolina seniors, NCBAM is proud of what we've accomplished. Our call center has answered more than 25,000 calls, serving over 4,000 aging adults and meeting needs in all 100 counties across our state. NCBAM has mobilized church volunteers to build wheelchair ramps and grab bars in homes, offer transportation assistance and lawn maintenance, as well as prayer and friendly visits. Altogether, through NCBAM, church volunteers have spent 33,000 hours serving the frail and elderly in their communities. One day, the center received a call from Marjorie Bass in Hickory. Marjorie needed help with groceries. Patsy Lyons from Woodlawn Baptist Church picked her up and off they went.
I was able to help go get groceries for her. That's when I first met her. That was one of the biggest needs that she had. It's really a blessing to be able to just be there for somebody and help them any way we can. And we kind of hit it off, and I've just enjoyed being around her.
It's a friendship with Patsy because she would come over and visit. But then I got to where I couldn't get around as much. So she would go and get groceries for me and bring them in the house, put them away, and just about everything.
So I just continued to pray for her that God would open up her heart and that she would accept him into her life. So one day I asked her, I said, Margie, would you like one of our pastors to come and speak with you? And she said, that would be great. So that's when Pastor Jerry came down to visit with her.
So I just sat there and shared with her the gospel, used the ABCs plan, which is what I normally use, to communicate that with her, and ask her if she would be interested in doing that, and she said yes. So we prayed right there in her room and asked Jesus into her heart. And it was just amazing to see the transition in her countenance just almost immediately at how God changed her in that. And now she's studying and learning and growing, and it's exciting.
Oh, it means all the world. It's completely different. Have a completely different outlook on everything.
The fact that she's invited God into her heart gives her a peace and a joy.
I think the MCBAM organization is a great thing. They help a whole lot of people, not just me. Sometimes when you get old, people seem to ignore you. So having an organization that is looking out for you means all the world.
A simple act of love rippled through eternity. As we celebrate our 10th anniversary, we want to say thank you to North Carolina Baptist for volunteering, for praying and supporting this growing ministry. Call NCBAM at 877-506-2226 to join us in the journey.
So NCBAM, their main office is out of the Thomasville area, and Sandy, which is their director, they're actually in the process of putting up another call center location in the Kinston area, because the demands for NCBAM and for folks to help people to come out with the aging population, because they do get over 500 calls a month for people that need help. They say, hey, I need somebody to come out to my home. I need somebody to come out and help me with do groceries. I need somebody to come out and take me to an appointment. I need someone to help build a ramp to my house. I need someone, you know, that can do things that maybe Medicare can't cost, that can't cover. Maybe there's some services they don't need, but there are people that want to help, and they're calling in. The more they know about NCBAM and the Baptist ministries, they're wanting to help and they're offering help. So again, over 500 calls now, and the more NCBAM gets out there, the more calls they're getting. So the need is so great, they're putting up a call center, which is a 24-hour call center, in the Kinston area to be able to make sure that the needs on the eastern side of the state is also being met, because they're getting so many calls and it's hard to, you know, you're having to collaborate all these things with all these different churches and ministries to make sure that the need is getting met. So it's a wonderful, wonderful program. If you're interested in any of these things or helping or getting some folks together to be able to go out and help, or if you yourself have a need, please, you know, I can leave my contact information with your pastor and make sure that you have the information, that he has the information to refer you to that 800 number, and that you can get whatever you whatever your needs are being met, because there are people out there wanting to meet your needs, okay? Or if you know someone that has a need, please make sure that you get that information, because you as a Baptist is able to be able to use their services. We want to make sure that whatever you have, whatever your needs are being met. Okay, so that is NCBAM, 10-year anniversary, and again, it's the need is so great, being able to expand that over to the eastern side of the state. Okay, so next up, we can go to the next slide.
I'm Roger Cook. This is my wife, Chanel, our son, Jackson, and our daughter, Michaela. When we met and got married, we always talked about we wanted at least four children. When we got pregnant with Jackson and Chanel delivered, there were some complications that didn't allow her to carry again. So we looked into fostering adoption. Michaela came to us as a very shy and timid young lady, and through our love and God's love and everything, she has popped out of her shell. She is very energetic. She is bright. She is very talkative. She's the little spark plug to our family. She's always laughing and joking. You know, she's just a wonderful child. We had received a call in January about a 7-month-old little girl. It was emergency placement. God laid it on my heart to text Chanel. So I text her and I simply told her, God's calling. Are you going to answer the call or are you going to let it go to voicemail? And you going to tear up on me? So she texts me back and she tells me just a couple minutes go by, I'm on my way to get her.
And she has really been a missing part, a missing piece of our family. Her smile just captures us every day, every morning.
And then we talked about adding a room on to take in more.
And we know the love of Jesus Christ, and we should plant that seed anywhere and everywhere we can. And it begins with a child.
Danetta called back, and there was a 9-year-old little girl that needed placement. So we took her on, and then we took on a 21-month-old little boy. So we're all the way from 17 years old to 1-year-old.
Baptist Children's Home is an amazing organization. I always said I was going to work here. You have their support. They're a godly Christian organization. Plus, you get to meet other people that are going through the same thing as you, and you have the support of them as well. I tell people, you know, I encourage them to foster through Baptist Children's Home because they have just more resources. They have more help and more hope than anywhere else you're going to go. We are so proud that we partner with them and proud to say that we foster through Baptist Children's Home.
Yes, so we built the room and he's filled it. You know, it's just God's timing is just totally amazing. I like to say that it's their journey and it's our journey, but it's God's story. It's God's timing and it's God's plan. You know, we just have to be willing to answer that call when he makes it.
So has anyone here ever been a foster parent, or have you ever done anything like that before? You have? Great. It is a ministry of its own, for sure. And, you know, it's hard. I have taught foster parents. I have worked in cottages with kids before, and it's very hard. It's kind of like the scriptures we read earlier for Jeremiah 29:11. And those that follow that, you know, just like in the scriptures, you know, these people were in exile. And Jeremiah was writing to them saying, hey, you know, God still has a plan for you. You may be in exile. There was a false prophet trying to tell them, oh, you're going to be going home. And Jeremiah's like, oh, dude, you're holding out. You're there for a while, but God still has a plan for you. And it may look bleak right now because all they wanted to do was go home to what they knew. Well, guess what? The kids that come into our care, guess where they want to go? They want to go back home, just like the people did in the scripture. They want to go back home to what they know, to their mama, to their daddy. Does not matter what was done to them. Does it? They want to go back to their mama, their daddy, what they know. They want their mama to change. They want their daddy to change. They want their environment to change. And they believe it will change. All they want to do is just go back. But yet when they come into us, they come into an environment, they think, hey, but it's safe here. You know, this is something that, you know, you do have a hope and a future with, but you have to stay the course. So just like the scriptures was telling them, you know, you have to call upon me, go to me, pray, and listen to what I'm saying. Then you seek me, find me, and search for me with your whole heart. It's hard to search sometimes, and you're in a situation when all you want to do is what you knew before. And I've been there many times before. All you want to do is go back to where you felt set, where you felt was normal, your normal. But yet you can't go back to your normal, even though everybody may be telling you, oh, it'll happen for you one day. No. Sometimes you can't go back there. Sometimes you have to be in the situation where you are, make the most of it, because your hope and your future is in the front. It's not back where you were. So when people enter foster care, they enter into the services like the Baptist Children's Home. They enter into a situation like our services in Guatemala. They want, more than likely, ever go back to where they were before. But their hope and their future is in services like the Baptist Children's Home. So whenever it comes up to where search for me and then he will fill their heart, that's exactly what our services are doing. It's filling their heart with that hope and that future, even though there may be false people around saying, they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing for you. Yes, they are. That's why we're there. So when it comes to people like this and a couple of the other slides you're going to be seeing in a minute, it's exactly what our calling is there for. So whenever we're seeing people like the Cook family, you know, they prayed that God, we, you know, this is not something that we typically do, but yet we're going to get this room ready and we know that you're going to have this hope and this future for whoever it is. And their family was then complete. I went to Bible college and a girl that I know was very much a good friend of mine. She and her husband got married. He was a music minister. She was a ventriloquist. She was a children's pastor. And great, wonderful couple. They could not have a baby. So they became foster parents. She adopted, they adopted one set of twins. Within another year, DSS said, here, take this other set of twins. So here they are, got two set of twins, they got four kids. Within the time the second set of twins become final, next thing we knew, she got pregnant. All of a sudden, she has five kids, and her husband's kind of like a kid, and they just have a good old time, and she's just running off to a woman who thought she could have no children. She became a foster parent because she felt like that's what the Lord was telling her to do. And boy, did he give her the desires of her heart. He knew what the hope and the future for her family was. Now, let me tell you, those kids participate in their ministry. All of them sing in Jason, her husband's ministry, and Karen is her name. And as for the ventriloquism, the little boy that's in the group, there's only one little boy, all of them's girls, pray for the little boy, bless his heart. So he is trying to do the ventriloquism part like his mom, and they're kind of doing the ministry. You never know what God has for you, although at the time when you're in it, like when the kids walk in our doors and they're thinking, this is not my norm, I just want to go back to my mom and daddy, I don't care what they were doing around me. You have to sometimes stay the course and believe in what God has for your future. So play that next one for me, if you will.
I always wanted to go camping. You know, a big adventure for our whole family.
Mom and Dad take me and my little brother Jonah shopping.
We pick out our tent, sleeping bags, and cooking stuff.
I find the best tent, big enough for all four of us to sleep in.
Dad and I look at the fishing gear while Mom and Jonah pick out the food. Hot dogs for dinner and for dessert, chocolate, marshmallow, and graham crackers to make s'mores.
Oh boy, I can almost smell the s'mores cooking over the campfire.
But it's only a dream. All of it. My brother's right there where I left him, trying to stay warm by the campfire. We don't have a dad to help us with the campfire or take us fishing. We don't really know him. He's never been a part of our lives. We have a mom. But she sleeps a lot. She's been taking too much of her medicine again. She doesn't know when to stop. Mom has a boyfriend, but I don't like talking about him. He's not nice to us. And this isn't some big family adventure. This is where we live. This is our home. John and I barely make it to school most weeks. We're so far behind, it isn't funny.
The best thing about school is we get to eat, and we always save some for later. We'll never know when we get to eat again. The other kids are laughing at us again. We have to wear the same smelly clothes every day. No one wants anything to do with us. Who knows what they would say if they knew we took a bath in a creek. Mom's probably been sleeping all day again. Bet she let the campfire go out. Mom keeps promising she's gonna do better. That she's gonna stop taking all that medicine so she can get a job. Maybe today will be the day. John and I will get to the campsite. She'll be wide awake. The fire will already be going, and she'll smile and run and hug us like she used to.
Hi, boys. I'm Terry. Listen, everything is okay. Your mom is safe, and we want to make sure that you're safe too. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
Will you trust me?
Yes, sir.
Good. Let's go. Let's go.
There they are. How are you?
Hey.
I'd like to introduce you to Jacob and Jonah.
Hi, Jacob. Hi, Jonah.
You guys all right? How about we look at a little bit of the house? I'll show you the dining room to start with. Right in here where we have our meals, all the big tables with 10 other boys.
It's so warm in here, the way a home should feel.
And right in here
is almost forgotten what home feels like.
I'll show you the kitchen.
What eating at a kitchen table feels like.
We cook our meals.
What taking a shower feels like. What sleeping in a bed feels like.
See you in the morning. Good night.
I close my eyes, and I think about that family adventure that I've always dreamed of. My family adventure, it isn't just a dream anymore. I miss Mom. John and I talked with her on the phone from time to time. She says she's trying to do better. I sure hope that's true. I wish she was here so she could meet the cottage parents that take care of us. I wish she could see how we pray for her. She'd hear them talk about Jesus and how much he loves us, and how he can heal the hurts in her life. Just like he's helping all the kids here. Kids have been through a lot. And she could remember how good home feels, and what it's like to have a family. Because that's what John and I have here at Baptist Children's Homes. A family.
Sadly, that story is true of a lot of the kids that come in to our care. And has been since the existence of children's homes. You know, maybe not directly from a campsite, but maybe directly from a motel room, or maybe directly from an apartment or a home of some sort. But the sole purpose of Baptist Children's Home is to minister, to provide shelter, to provide love, to provide care for those that come with us, which is why we partner with you. So it's not us, not just us, direct line folks, but it's you also partnering with us that we can do that. It's very moving whenever you could see a kid come in and they begin to build trust with their caregivers that are in the homes or with us when they see us, you know, on occasion. because trust is not hard just for you living in your regular home with your regular, you know, it's hard whenever trust has been broken with people. And then you see them begin to build trust with the people. There's 10 people in the kids' homes with other children. And then you have their caregivers that they're trying to build trust with. And then you're trying to teach them that they do have a hope and a future. And that, you know, they can be whatever. We just had this past year, it's not one of the slides that I chose, but the high school graduate from the Mills campus, her story is that she lived in Tennessee, moved to North Carolina. Her and her sister moved to the Mills campus when they were in middle school, and she just graduated as a valedictorian from Thomasville, from the high school there in Thomasville. And so she is now at UNC Chapel Hill on a full ride scholarship because, you know, the love and support she felt while she was there at Mills campus and Baptist Children's Home. So there are good stories and outcomes of even the brokenness, of course, as they come in the ministries that we have. If you'll do that next one. This is the outcome of the story you just saw. The two little boys that was in the screen are not the real boys. These are the two boys. These are the real boys in the real story. This is them upside down on their little sides. But if they were the other way, which I guess we can't get them to turn the other way, but this is Nathan and TJ is their real name. And this is them adopted. They were just officially adopted in October. And these are their new adopted parents. So, of course, Mom didn't quite get it together, but they now have that story, and they can really now go on a real camping trip with their new parents. And it's the new outcome story. And through foster care, this is what can happen. So this is the real boys of the real story that you just saw. And the foster family, they can now be parents. So it's a good outcome, good outcome. All right, so next slide. Oops, I'm right over time. Okay, next slide. Let me hurry up, sorry. This is their recent picture. Cuties, huh? Okay, next slide. Okay, this will be the last one, and this is actually my program that we have, Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities. This would just be a running slide of all the ones that we have, and so Intellectual Developmental Disabilities is, we have 9 different homes throughout the state of people that come to live with us. They're all adults, and their IQs virtually are 70 and below. They're adult functioning folks that maybe a lot of them actually live with their families in their homes, but maybe they have aging parents that can no longer care for them and take care of them. So they come to live with us. They are pretty much functioning. They have jobs. They live in the communities. They attend churches. They some of them have girlfriends, boyfriends, pray for us. Some of them, like, they go out. They do their own outings. They enjoy life, just like you all enjoy life. But this is some of them. They go to, you know, the Tebow prom that he has every year. This is some of them going to the prom, but they do that every year. But they have a regular life, but yet their families can't take care of them. They have needs that exceed sometimes what their families can do. So they come into our care, and they live with us, and they have a good time. If you'll see the second from the left guy right here, on the very end here, pray for this home and for their family unit. He just passed away this past week. We're having his funeral on Tuesday. So they live in a unit. They're family. They're one. He's been in that home with those guys for 10 years. So when they come into care with us, this is their home. This is everything to them. When one suffers, the other suffers because they eat together, they go to church together, they laugh together, they go to games together, they grow together. So, but he just, you know, through a natural consequence, is going on to be with the Lord now. So pray for them, very much so. So this is them just being silly and funny, and that's Cedric. He loves to laugh and joke and all that kind of stuff, and all of them like to show their pictures, so just so you'll know, all of them give releases to say, show my picture, I want everybody to see me. But this is all of them just having fun. They like to travel and go on little mini vacations. And then this is my Winnie the Pooh, because I love Disney. Sometimes the smallest things takes up the most room in your heart. Great philosopher, Winnie the Pooh. And then this is some contact information if you need it. So that is all of the presentation. And there's so many more ministries that we have, but that is the ones I thought we maybe would have time for in our allotted time today. And, you know, we appreciate everything that you do for us at Baptist Children's Home and you know, letting us come out today and being able to talk with you about what we do, and especially during Thanksgiving time. And we are thankful for you and thankful for your families and for everything that you do for us. So I'll let the pastor come back now. And if you have any questions or we want any information, I have a packet here I'm leaving for the pastor, which I'll leave here on the podium, those two books there. And if you want to talk to me afterwards, I'll be right here. Thank you.
Well, we're going to sing a song here in just a moment. I think it's a very fitting song because this ministry is so, so very important. Everything that they do is touching lives, touching souls for eternity. And, you know, watching the video about the two boys, we watched that. I don't know if you remember, we watched that same video at the beginning of the month. And when I watched that at home the first time, you know, it really got me in the mood for Thanksgiving. We take so many things for granted. We are blessed. Many of us are blessed beyond measure. Grow up in a Christian home with parents that love us. But there are so many kids that grow up like that. It's a sobering video. Because there are so many kids that come in situations like that, some worse. And we have the opportunity as a church to be a part of this, to help support this ministry. And so I thank you all who have given already. If you haven't given, I hope you'll pray and give today towards the Baptist Children's Home, the Thanksgiving offering. And I told her, you guys have already been a part of this ministry as we took the food down that we collected and the candy we sent down for Halloween. And it's my prayer that we'll continue to support this ministry and pray for them and be involved in any way that we can, because this is where the rubber meets the road. I mean, this is true. Necessary ministry. So as we sing this song of invitation, what a fitting song. Let others see Jesus in you. May others see Jesus in us as we help support this ministry and as we minister to others around us here in the Forbush area who are having similar needs. And may this be a song of commitment as we close.